You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
This is WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel and Dennis Halnan of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and Dennis by phone at 860-522-9842 or email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. Get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here are Eric and Dennis on WTIC News Talk 1080.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And yes, we do have Ziggy in the studio, so he'll be joining us, or it will be joining us, occasionally, should it not ribbit like it has in the past, when we've asked him a question or two. But Ziggy is in the studio. Say hi, Ziggy. Yeah, see, ribbit. can't make it up. It's our slightly artificial intelligence from
slightly.
Alexa Plus here. But we'll be taking your computer calls, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And then we have Michael Caron joining us from Pura in studio. Talk a little bit more about electricity, what Pura does or what he had done when he was a member of Pura and how they regulate the electric market here in the state. Not only electricity, but they also regulate any kind of utility like the internets that you're getting. Finally, we have options, thanks to GoNetSpeed and others that are coming in here, bringing down the cost of the of internet to everybody. So we can talk with Michael about that starting at 10 o'clock. But as usual and customary, we got some tech news you could maybe use. I don't know.
Maybe.
We'll find out. When Dennis has got something he's, of course, excited about.
This is very, very cool.
Yeah.
A few years ago, there was something called the Vesuvius Challenge that was issued to read some scrolls that were buried in Herculaneum in Italy when Mount Vesuvius erupted, that also took out the town of Pompeii.
Yeah.
There was a library in Herculaneum that was basically filled in. The entire building was impacted, filled with volcanic ash that was very hot.
Yeah.
So all of the scrolls that were in the library essentially were baked, and they were rendered into what you might think of as like charcoal. They were carbonized.
Yeah.
So they can't really be unraveled to be read.
Right.
You can't do that. I mean, attempts were made to do that with some of them, and it just broke them, so they were not getting anywhere.
I would have figured that myself.
Well, yeah, they
would need a PhD to try to open that up.
Well, when you got academics getting together and deciding that they're going to try to read something. I mean, reality doesn't necessarily set in too well.
One guy's like, let's just open it up.
And you have to remember that they were discovered in the 19th century and people were not that careful with stuff. At any rate, what's happened since then is different imaging techniques, in particular CT scans, have been conducted on these scrolls.
Yeah.
The images have been collected up, and AI has taken to them and analyzed them to the extent that they can.
Right.
A few years ago, I think in 23, there was one of these scrolls that was imaged and rendered by AI, and it was able to pick up a particular word in the scroll.
Yeah.
So that was like a proof of concept. Can we do something like this? Yes.
Okay.
They proved that the technique can work.
Mm-hmm.
What they needed to do is to actually make it work on an entire scroll.
Yeah.
Well, they actually did that.
All right.
They electronically and computer-wise unraveled one entire scroll.
Gotcha.
And they were able to take that image, then analyze it with AI to read the letters on it, which is another dimension of the problem here.
Yeah.
And they were able to read segments of that text. They can't read the entire thing yet.
Yeah.
But they were able to read enough of it to determine that this was a Stoic essay. And Stoicism back then was a school of philosophy and ethics.
Gotcha.
And in its day, it was very popular.
Okay.
And it followed from Platonism and some other philosophies before it.
Hmm.
And it was also picked up by other philosophers like Epictetus. And it was famously propagated by Emperor Marcus Aurelius. He wrote a lot of works about it.
About Stoicism.
Yes.
Gotcha. It wasn't just a recipe for something like shrimp scampi or something like that.
And it doesn't mean just being unemotional. I mean, it was actually a whole school of thought with ways to analyze, especially ethics.
So we already knew about Stoicism.
Oh, very much so.
Gotcha. And now we know that if we can get some carbonized scrolls, we can look to see what they were writing about, whatever going on. That's pretty cool.
But remember, we have an entire library that was basically entombed like this.
Yeah.
So, we've got one scroll that's got Stoicism in it, and we kind of know about that already.
Right.
But what else is there? I mean,
it'd be neat to know what they knew.
Literally, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah. It'd be neat to know what they were thinking back then.
Yeah.
They had a lot of time on their hands.
They certainly did.
You know, aside from food and gathering and war all the time. But keeping seasons.
Not so much in Herculaneum, though.
No? Herculaneum is a peaceful area?
Relatively.
Cool.
In its day, yeah.
Well, that's why we got Dennis here. He's a linguist, and a historian, and a geek. I was like, I got to have that guy on the show with me because he'll make me look stupider, actually.
No.
But we appreciate him with that story. Thank you. And we'll put a link to that out there as well so you can see what we're doing, some good things with AI and scanning technology. Some other good things. So I know we've heard some stories lately that Connecticut's going to allow you to put your ID on your Apple device, which is great, right? They talked about it almost 10 years ago. It was a thing. And then it kind of went away, and now there's still these discussions that I guess Connecticut's having with whoever about how it's going to work and not work. Well, Google is going to add a cool feature for you. So TSA PreCheck, if you're already part of that, is awesome. Now they have a touchless flavor of it. Now, the touchless flavor, you have to interface with each airline. So each airline wants you to add your passport to their app.
Oh. Okay.
And you need to do that hundreds of times, depending on the different airlines you might use. And now you get now the airline's got your passport.
Yeah, and they can. Well, I shouldn't say they can use it, but somebody can get it from them and then use it against you.
So Google's got an idea. Just do it through Google Wallet. So they're going to have a way for you to set up. I'm looking forward to doing this. So I'll tell you how you can do it. You can add your ID already to Google Wallet. Now you can add your passport. And then basically, when you're going to have an actual flight, you'll be able to interface with the boarding pass and Google Wallet. And then it's going to say, yep, you're cool. You've already uploaded it. TSA PreCheck is aware that you are who you say you are. And you'll be able to get through with just a facial scan.
Oh.
So now, rather than putting everything in your backpack, taking your watch off, taking your belt, taking your phone off, sticking it in your backpack, put, you know, all that stuff, and having just your ID in your hand, you won't even need that. You'll be able to just walk through facial scan. They'll know who you are, and you'll be able to quickly go through.
So you're telling me that what I could do on a cruise ship 10 years ago, I'll be able to do in an airport?
Just about now, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So wait a minute. The cruise ships, they don't really have a TSA. Facial, they have their own security.
They have
their
own security, but they had facial recognition.
Yeah, yeah.
You would check in with them. You'd show them your passport. And then everywhere else you go is your face.
Neat.
You don't even need your card or whatever all the time. They just recognize you.
I've only done one cruise, Dennis. So one and only, I think. We just going in those pools and those cruise ships. I felt like I was a human gazpacho, but we won't go there. In other news, so let's see if Ziggy can help out here. Hey, Ziggy, can you explain polymarkets to our audience?
Polymarket is a cryptocurrency-based prediction market where users trade contracts on real-world events. It operates in 48 U.S. states through KEX, a CFTC-registered exchange.
So right now, hackers have stolen funds from Polymarket, potentially millions of dollars. So a third-party vendor has been compromised. And basically,
oh, no.
Yeah, around $3 million, and it only went through a few wallets. So there's some people making a lot of money on this prediction stuff. Obviously, we talked, if you were on Tech Tuesday with Brian and I early on Tuesday morning this week, we talked about the fact that Polymarket seemed to have to scam everybody with fake videos showing fake winnings using these websites where people are like, oh, look at me, I won, and they actually hadn't. So then you top it off with this, and that was a Wall Street Journal investigation. Now you've got scammers ripping off your fake Bitcoin money that you're using on Polymarket. Nothing scammy about this thing, I guess, but I guess fools and their money are soon parted is what my dad used to say. Mm-hmm. We'll put a link here for you to take a look at this story as well on Polymarket, and I assume there's going to be some regulation coming rather fast, considering you can bet on anything, really.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
Yeah. And now you're losing your cash, your fake money on top of that, so that's kind of interesting. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Dennis?
Yeah, I wanted to mention a story about cyber criminals that are showing up at law firms in the United States. We're not talking about another country.
They're
walking into law firms.
They've got their pen, their pocket pen protector in there with their pens, and they've got their rusted glasses right in the middle there with the tape. They're walking in.
They show up. They say, hey, I'm from the IT desk, and you guys are under attack. There's a cyber attack, or somebody's got a virus, or whatever the excuse is that they give.
Yeah.
And they want to get in and get onto a computer physically.
Right.
But what they really want to do is stick a USB drive in it.
Yeah.
The USB drive will then compromise that computer and then the rest of the network and so on. And I just saw a couple of stories a couple of weeks ago about it, but there's one that came out just recently that kind of identifies the group that's doing this.
Oh, boy.
And it is the remnants of the Conti ransomware group.
Right, which is a Russian gang?
It's a Russian and, well, Conti originally was Russian with some Ukrainian members.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole gang fell apart when Russia invaded Ukraine and at least one of the Ukrainian members started unloading on the internet and, you know, revealing text messages and stuff that were traded within the group. So that group imploded, but it looks like the Russian members kind of have reassembled into a new group.
But they're using mules, right?
They're using mules. They're paying people to show up at the law firm and get that USB drive into a computer.
Just convincing their secretary at the front desk there, hey, I'm from the IT department. I got to look at your machine.
Right. And it number one, it's a combination of a physical and cyber attack, which is kind of unusual for these things. Mm-hmm. Usually these guys don't want to show up because that creates an audit trail and it leaves somebody's face on security cameras and so on.
But they're remote controlling a mule, just like these bad guys that we're seeing in the scammers that are having mules pick up the cash that you ding-a-lings are giving back as a refund. They've convinced you to take $10,000 out of your bank account, wrap it in like duct tape, and ship it using a mule, and they get a chunk of that money too. If you find yourself taking a bunch of cash out of the bank for these guys for a refund, don't do it.
Yeah, and it's similar to the mules that were hired to basically abscond with a truck full of tequila, Guy Fieri's tequila.
Oh, gee.
That was on 60 Minutes a was few it? Months ago, yeah.
So it's getting crazy out there, but this is the Russians are remote controlling folks. So if you're in a law firm or any firm, make sure you know who's walking into your network.
Yes.
As part of your cybersecurity defense is physical security.
Yes, so, and that's the kind of – the story goes into that. Yeah. You know, the people who are protecting the data now have to think about physical security more than they were before.
Right.
So
we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Nancy, hang on. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. And we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Next Saturday, we are off. It's the 4th of July.
Yes.
And we're going to do something else.
Well, the radio station is, and so are we.
Exactly. The station's going to be having some sort of national celebration, which is pretty cool. And they don't need geeks like us on the air interfering with that. So we'll be off next Saturday. But let's get to your calls. You've been nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. Let's go to Nancy in Long Meadow first. What's happening, Nancy?
Hi. I have a question about the general question is, like, exactly what time or at what point do you say to yourself, you know, I have to get a new computer? So I'll give you my specs that I currently have, and then you can kind of decide. So currently I have, I know you don't like the Linux. It's like a plastic kind of thing, but still. And so it's an IdeaPad. It has 512 SSD, 128 mega graphic, 8 gram or gigabytes or whatever it is of RAM.
Yeah.
So 8 of RAM. And then also it's an Intel i7. And so I kind of think it was kind of like a Core i7 10th generation. But okay. I'm thinking to myself, well, that was like in like 1960, I think in 2020 that I bought the thing.
Okay.
Maybe the end of 2019, but still. I'm thinking to myself, you know, at work, every 3 years they would always get a new computer. I'm thinking to myself, well, now that it's like 6 years.
Yeah.
Is it a time for me to just like, rather than kind of, because the reason I'm worried as well, because another story was with this is I'm worried about a little bit about like, is this kind of living out its longevity or the ability for me to actually keep this going? Because what happened with my phone, I had this phone is from it was a Google Pixel 4a. So that's how long.
That's old.
See that. And so it died.
Yeah.
Not really just got it died. So therefore, luckily, the day before, I don't know why, I backed up the key for the Authy authenticator.
Yeah.
And I also had one from the Google thing. So thank goodness.
Yeah, nice job.
Because if you don't do that, then you're out of luck.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily, therefore, I was, even though I had to like, I went to get a new phone and I decided I'll keep the Google thing because at least, you know, I kind of understand how that works.
Right.
And so there I was coming, you know, maybe like after an hour, I was back in the business. So that was really great. And thank goodness I backed up that stuff for the Authy thing and the Google Authenticator, because as soon as you use your Gmail address, then you're in business again. You know? So it was great. So luckily, thank goodness. But in my mind, I thought to myself, hey, you know what? Am I going to wait until the day that this computer fails? No.
Right. Look at you being. You're planning for failure. Well, we wish more of our clients did that.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but I did also put my computer onto what I call like Echo, so then it only charges at 50% every day. And I thought to myself, because the first time I thought, is that failing transit? I said, oh no, I put it on Echo.
Sometimes the settings cause us to think it's worse than it is.
With this whole thing with this crashing with my phone, I'm really paranoid practically about this whole thing.
Yeah, so it's a good thought. It's a good thought.
So what should I be getting? And I know, like you say, an HP. I was looking at an HP with a silver, aluminum or whatever it is. And I'm also looking with, I was thinking, like, I kind of think I should stick with the Intel, but I don't even know what AMD
is another good option. We're running out of time for this segment. We're going to bring you back after the news. Okay. All right, Nancy, we'll talk about some options for you.
Okay.
All right, so you got it. So Nancy's thinking ahead, which is good, and we think that's a good idea in IT. If you get six years out of a computer, you've done well.
Yes.
Two lines open for you, 860-522-942 is the number. We'll be right back.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, we are back, and we're here until 11 o'clock. Michael Caron's on his way into the studio from, he's a former member of Pura. And we're on with Nancy, who wants to upgrade her old computer. You there, Nance?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, so you're right to think to replace a machine. We like to get 6 years out of a business machine, and whoever you're working for is smart enough to do it every three, which is even better, right? Because you want productivity out of your people, and you don't want your machine to slow you down. You want the latest and greatest security technologies, so upgrading every 3 years is very forward-thinking. So make sure you thank your geeks at wherever you work, because they got it through committee over there to upgrade. But personally, 6 years or more, you've done well. Planning for its replacement or failure is a good idea. But the only problem is your timing stinks.
It doesn't have to be like today. It's just like in my mind thinking, you know, like it's just more this thing with the phone that happened.
Yeah, yeah. So I would tell you to keep an eye out for deals, but there's not very many. Everything's going up. Even Apple just announced that they are going to pass on some massive price increases. Right now we're dealing with an unprecedented 40-year crazy increase in prices. If you're a Micron stockholder, you're happy. But otherwise, it's really bad for consumers and for businesses who want to change out their servers because you can't get RAM or hard drives at a price that's even close to what it was just a couple quarters ago. It's quintupled in price or more.
Yeah.
So you should wait a little bit unless you find a deal out there. But yeah, we still agree the HP Envy is a good product.
I'm looking at a deal. That's why.
Okay. All right. What's the deal? What are they offering you?
Okay, well, I know you may not like Costco, but I kind of think if anything ever happens, we just return it right back. No, no question.
Yeah, no, nobody said we don't like Costco. They sell gold bars. I mean, what's not to like about Costco?
No, I mean, whatever. So it's a HP Omni book, and I don't care that it's a 16. That's okay with me. And so it's an Intel Core Ultra 7 Series 2.
Nice.
A 16 GB, whatever that is, and a 1 TSSD.
Yeah, 1 terabyte.
All right.
Good.
And so that the price they're offering is for 80.
80 what?
$80 for the machine.
80 bucks?
Yeah.
Well, that's like beyond weird. That's like the price of like the keyboard or something like that. So it's weird they're going to...
Normally what it is, it's like $1,300, but then they knocked off $4,400.
$80. Buy one, get a second one for your friend. I mean, that's too good
buy
to be true.
And yeah. Resell them.
That's too good to be true, Nance. But if it is true, unless it's not, is it refurbished or is it new?
No, I'm looking online and there it is.
Windows 11.
I mean, it's only for 3 days.
Yeah, Windows 11.
Windows. Yeah, and it's Windows 11. Yes, all Windows right. Home. But you know what? I don't really care. I'm not like a gamer. I'm not like doing stuff for
home's
work.
Fine.
It's more like I just want to have something like works.
Yeah, that's a deal.
I'm thinking about my phone.
Yeah, they're giving you some sort of doorbuster to get you in there to sell you something else. $80.
It's
I mean,
online, so it's not easy,
geez.
But still, I mean, whatever. But still, I kept thinking to myself when I'm looking at this thing, can they actually? Okay, I'm just for my question. So, also, even though it's like showing very like silvery kind of thing, I thought with HP that it's kind of like more sturdy. It's like
if it's plastic, it's not sturdy no matter what color it is. So understand the hinges. But for $80, I mean, buy two. I mean, you go.
No, but still, you think it's okay for me to get that kind of thing?
You can't go wrong. I mean, basically, if that's the price and that's legitimate, I mean, if you go to these big warehouse stores and want to buy a couple Delmonico steaks, it's like $50 for a couple steaks. You're buying a laptop.
I'm worried about, like, maybe with that, maybe because because it's like a silver-like color, so therefore how would I actually tell if it's like...
Well, it would have to say in the description. It would say in the description if it's a metal case or not. It should.
So then I'm just going to click on. I mean, I don't
but Nance, for $80, get it.
Okay.
I mean, if that's what it is.
You're saying it's worth it to get it.
Oh, gosh.
For $80? Yes.
Yeah. You win. Good deal.
Okay. Well, even though it's like, if it might not be like the standard thing, I know at work they always have those, steel-ish kind of things.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. You're going to be gentle with it. You're going to take care of it.
Yeah, no, that's the whole thing. I'm not like, messing around or like dropping it or like gaining it for 24 hours.
Now that you told everybody about this price, it's probably already gone.
Oh, no.
They're like, Nancy's dithering. We're going to go ahead and buy it.
No. Okay. Well, but at least I know it passed your your thing about the whole thing. Anyhow, that's what, because I kept thinking, I'm always waiting for HP, because I said to myself, I'm going to treat myself from that plastic Novo kind of thing, and I'm going to up it.
Right. Well, so, you got a good deal going here, it sounds like, so take advantage of it.
You know, thank you for your opinion, because I didn't know, like, is it good or not?
Yeah.
I don't know the difference between AMD, and I always knew, like, you just always get Intel, but who knows?
Yeah, based on what you told us, it sounds like a good spec.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And thank you for your information. And plus, I just want to warn everybody, always back up your authenticators.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're locked out of your stuff if you lose it.
Yes.
Good advice, Nance.
Totally.
Totally is right. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. So she's going to go get a deal. That sounds like a good deal.
Wow.
That's a rare deal.
It's
that's a fall
like
off the truck,
once in a lifetime.
Cousin Vinny type of deal. But whatever. Let's go to Lou in Miami. What's going on, Lou?
Good morning.
Morning.
We've had a death in the family.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it happens. We've got about 15,000 photographs and about 2,000 of those 35 millimeter slides.
Mm.
Just pricing it you know, with the services. I mean, yeah. It's prohibitive.
Oh, yeah.
So since it is prohibitive, I can buy a PC and a scanner.
Yep.
And a bunch of memory sticks and get me and the family to put this all together. So the question is, what should I get for a scanner? What are the metrics for storage?
Okay. Yeah.
That's where we're at.
All right. Well, that's great. So we've talked about this in past digital camera shows, but that was probably 15 plus years ago before the service has really kind of made a dent out there. People were buying like scanners for slides. And you're going to physically scan everything. So if it's a slide scanner, we have to find a scanner out there that's got the little chute that allows you to feed it in there. And there's probably less and less of them out there unless you found one.
Yeah. So actually the services that we queried, the slides are actually not that expensive.
Oh, so they're going to take care of the slides?
Because they're all, a consistent size. So they have a machine.
Yep.
Whereas, regular photographs are all different sizes.
Right,
there's a lot of handling that goes on.
Yeah.
So if I didn't have an easy solution for the slides, excuse me.
Yeah.
That's not really a problem.
Okay. So then you're just going to look at an affordable color scanner that you get like maybe at a Staples, like a business store. And the key will be what resolution you store them at. You don't want to make the scan so large, dots per inch wise, that you could blow it up and put it on the side of a building. And that produces very large scans, which means you're going to need a lot of storage for that. You don't want to make that mistake. So the key there is just to be able to get resolutions that are at least high definition resolutions, but not so many depths of dots per inch that produce a size that is so massive. So you want to find that happy medium. Most business scanners should accommodate this for you. Some of them will have feeders if you want to do some sort of automatic document feeder. The brands that you'd want to look at would be HP, Canon.
Epson,
Brother. Brother maybe, too. But
I don't know if Brother makes high-speed photo scanners. They might. Yeah. They might. And if they do, they're probably good.
Mm-hmm. You're probably going to find them in that 1,000-plus mark, if I had to guess.
500 to 1,000.
Yeah.
For a photo scanner that's capable of high speed.
Yeah, it all depends on how much time
you got, Lou. You can get a flatbed photo scanner for a couple $100, but that's not what he's going to be using.
Yeah, you'll be doing that all day.
You'll be doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, you get scanner elbow.
What is the dots per inch metric that I should be looking for?
Yeah, it'll depend on how you want it to be able to be printed, what resolution output you want. So I'd have to look that up for you to see what the resolution is to get you a high definition print. I would think you'd want that would be no more than, 8x10 or what have you. I mean, most people are going to print. You're not going to print out any kind of poster size stuff here. Do you have something on top of your head, Dennis?
Well, what I was going to say is most consumer printers can only print really at 300 dots per inch, and you'll see the printer will say that it can print 1200 or even 24, but the way that it's doing that is by extrapolation, which means physically it's still close to the 300 dots. So if you scan at 300 dot per inch, then you're probably going to be matching what you're putting out. I'm saying
that's a great point. So
now,
keep it at that.
If you ever want to take any of those photos and take them to a service like to Walmart or Walgreens and have them printed out on a true photo printer that they've got, that you might want 1,200 dots for.
Yeah, higher resolution.
So when you scan, I would have an eye toward which ones do you think that you might render into large, nice photos like that, and then scan them at 1,200, and then scan everything else at 300.
Mm-hmm. Or if 1,200 is not too large as far as the outputted file, then you could do everything at that 1,200, so you at least have options. But you want to not create such large files that you have to buy expensive media to house it.
Yeah, don't scan them all at like 2,400 because it's just ridiculous, and you're never going to generate output like that.
Yeah.
So don't even go there with it.
So just, you know, querying Mr. Google, it says that the metric is 1 to 3 megs per photo. So that at 15,000 photos, that puts me, I think, at about 45 megs.
Yeah, a terabyte or two, you're fine.
Basically, there are 6 family members. Mm-hmm. That's 6 memory sticks at 2 terabytes. I mean, that's not a lot of money.
Nope.
No, not for the storage.
Nope. Just don't inadvertently scan it at such a high res that you have this massive. We've had issues with clients that have done that, and that was just for documents. They scan them so high res that they run out of space. So if you keep that space concept and the dots per inch in mind, you should be able to do it with 1 or 2 terabyte sticks. Yes.
Okay. And the software, is there software, or this is just the scan utility? Well,
most of the scanners are going to have software packaged with them.
Yeah.
And I would use whatever comes with it because it's going to be optimized for the equipment.
Right. Okay.
And we can put some options out there that we found during this discussion as far as some scanners that people have recommended for this. You're not doing any optical character recognition because these are all images, so you don't need any specialty software. So the basic stuff that comes with the scanner should cover it for you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Have fun.
And we're gonna post a link to a PC Magazine article that has reviews of a whole bunch of different photo scanners. Mm-hmm. Some of them are not going to be what he wants. They're desktop or flatbed scanners, but some of them are high speed, and I'd take a look at those.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like you say, I could be doing it for the next 10 years.
Right. Automated. Do the high speed.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Anytime, sir. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. So Lou's got something to do. And
DSW semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday. So, shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
And
he's got a lot of work to do.
Yeah. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. We'll step out for a quick break. Four lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Everything we posted goes over to computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. If you follow us on Facebook and you're joining the Computer Talk with Tab listener network, just ask to join. If you're not a crackpot, we'll let you in. And basically, you'll have the ability to get all the links there. If you follow us on X at Tab Computer Sys, they're going to be there as well. So you don't have to Google and try to figure out what the heck do those guys just say. It'll be there for you. And you won't end up at some dark corner of the interwebs. We don't want that to happen. We'll be right back. Is this Michael Jackson's birthday or something?
Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
No.
No, it's not?
No. He passed. So I actually wanted to bring this up. He passed 17 years ago on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What was your tech that you were using 17 years ago?
Oh, paper and pencil.
Oh, okay. I figured you were still complaining about Microsoft, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we've been complaining about Microsoft for, what, 30 years?
Oh, yeah.
Because, as we know, every OS sucks.
Every OS sucks, Carolyn. You know the song. Gotcha. So he died 17 years ago? Really?
Wow.
And that's where we came to learn the word propofol.
Yeah. You know? Oh. Honestly, yeah.
So
on that note,
yeah, well, we won't put you to sleep. Let's go on. We got some news here for you guys that you can use as we wait for your calls. So how do you want to make a cool 1.4 million dentist the easy way?
Sure. Who doesn't?
Oh, right. Right. I mean, yeah. just make a bet on Microsoft buying a nuclear power plant and powering it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How would you find that out?
Well, I would think that I would have to have somebody that works at Microsoft and knows what they're going to be doing.
Well, in this case, it was a Constellation Energy employee.
Oh.
So a former Constellation Energy employee engineer has been accused of making $1.4 million from insider trading. So nothing on Martha Stewart. He's way out of that. That lady was a piker compared to him. obviously, he found out that they signed a 20-year purchase agreement, and he did some sort of put call of some kind on the stock. And when we all found out that Microsoft's going to go ahead and power their AI by firing up another a nuclear power plant that had this reactor turned off in 2019, I think it's turned off in 2019.
Right.
It's going to fire it back up so that we can now have guys like Ziggy, right? Hey, Ziggy, are you happy Microsoft's firing up a Three Mile Island for you? Ribbit. He's been useless. We got to get better AI. He is just not helpful. So basically, he made just a bet on this. And of course, now he's going to be going to jail. So we highly recommend not doing this. It was a very small amount of money he had to put forth to turn that into $1.4 million. Basically, the company's shares started the day at 181. And by the end of the day, it was 254. And then Muggleson is the guy's name. Muggleston. Sold all of his shares, and he made $1.4 million, according to the SEC. So just so you guys know, any kind of computer crime or any kind of crime like this is pretty easy to see.
Yeah.
Right? They check. Right? The SEC checks to see if there's any kind of weird if it was so easy to – I mean, aside from being a politician, which they seem to not check, they seem to become politicians, you know, paupers, and they come out bazillionaires. Someone's not checking them. But in this case, they checked, and this guy is going to be spending some time in the Hooskow for his $1.4 million pop that he made because he had some insider trading. So that's the moral of the story. If you're just a regular, if you're a mug goal like the rest of us, not a politician, you're going to get pinched. So don't do it. We'll put the story, a link to the story there for you guys to look at. We got to go to your calls real quick. You're ready to go to Kim in Bloomfield. What's happening, Kim?
Hi. Yes, I just have a question. I have my old AT&T account finally dissolved. Okay, so I'm using an Outlook, and for some reason, it downloads like the same message like five or six times. I don't know where to go into settings or why it's happening. Anytime I get an email, it comes through like five or six times.
Oh yeah.
You know, boom, 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 boom. Like that.
It's an annoying aspect of Outlook. Dennis, you see this a lot, probably.
We see it a bit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I see it too much in the
lately.
Business world, but yeah, we do occasionally.
Okay. Yeah. So the what do you think is causing it in this case, Dennis?
Well, it may be the protocol that you're using, which is you may be using POP to download the mail.
Mm.
And what POP is supposed to do is to recognize that it already downloaded a mail and not download it again. But sometimes that particular logic fails. So it downloads it and it downloads it and it downloads it, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, if you change how you're connecting to your mailbox account to use IMAP, you may find that it works better. Now, I don't need to know your email address, but I just need to know what the service is that you're using. You're still using AT&T?
No.
Okay.
That actually...
You said it went away. It went away, but I'm just making sure we're not talking about that one.
It was a pain to begin with, but it was a blessing because now I'm very careful. I don't get any... I get nothing. I'm learning like 5 or 6 emails a day. It's beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
So...
All right. So is it like Outlook.com that you're using?
Yes.
All right.
Outlook.com.
All right. What I would do is I would configure your email client, whatever you're using, to connect to it,
mm-hmm.
To use IMAP instead of POP. And we can post the settings that you require for that.
Who's your email provider now?
It's Xfinity.
Xfinity. All right. We'll find the Xfinity IMAP configuration for you there, Kim, and you can try that.
All right, that sounds great. And is there any reason I deleted my AT&Ts from my my devices, but I still have trouble moving, like moving an email to my to a mailbox? It's like it just will stay there.
Well, hang on, we have to put you on hold there, Kim, to see what we can answer a little more of that because we're coming against a hard break. So hang on, we'll try to help you with that too. We'll be right back, folks.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.